Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out.
Oh, welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With the fastest man in Northbrook, Jesse Rogers, in for Cap, I'm J-Hood. We got Shane, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Deal Breakers Thursday. What up in phone lines for you? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. And Jesse, today is NFL schedule day. We're going to find out who the Bears and everyone else is going to play.
Inject it into my veins. I need that schedule. Uh-huh. Inject it. This is like a, this should be a national holiday. Now, as I was saying before the show, though, I'd like even more. I love surprises. Like, I have three kids, didn't find out ahead of time,
yep.
Boy, girl. I wish they'd even hold back the opponents until today. Not just the dates.
Yeah.
I mean, fill in the dates. I want to hear the opponent. Think about that. And let's say they changed up the formula on how they... It was a little bit more random than every year. You sort of know who you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it all back. Make it a 48-hour holiday. It's kind of what it is anyway.
I think at some point, though, you figure out, like, which division is next.
Because
that's how it goes. But, again, there is some secrecy in this in which you don't know the ebb and flow of the schedule. I mean, you know, you kind of know who they play, but you don't know how the schedule is going to fall. And I guess that's the big reveal. Now, again, for me, it's really about just wondering who the Bears are going to play so that way I can get my win totals ready, for the old gamblerino, you know, that's what I do. But I still think that it's going to be interesting, no matter how the schedule falls, to see how the Bears can get from three wins to blank, whatever blank
is. Exactly so. And if they have the fifth easiest schedule, that's a complete reversal than last year. Who knows? Maybe three can jump up to eight or nine.
Maybe.
Did Mirko have him at nine last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right. And there's a reason.
And that's a football expert.
Well, hey, but there's a reason, though. He won't like that one. He's going to stumble in here and come after you. I think the other reasons why is because that if you go back to the schedule, that middle part of the schedule, there's some coin flip games for the Bears. Where, you know, Atlanta, Jets, Giants. We weren't sure exactly how they
fit. They landed the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, it flipped around. It was tails the whole time.
Right, no doubt.
Right? It was no heads. Everything was tails.
That should reverse itself this year. There should be a stretch, and that's why this is exciting to find out when and when they play all these teams. There should be a stretch where it flips their way this year. That's just kind of how it works in the NFL. And then, of course, can you pull off an upset or two against a marquee team? I think you do that early in the season a lot of times if you're ready to rock and roll.
Jesse, I want to talk to you about the sport that you cover on a full-time basis, Major League Baseball. Before that, the National Hockey League and the Blackhawks before that. So you have two sports here, and you compared it to the National Football League. There is a big difference, and I'm talking to our younger part of our audience here, where the NFL was just kind of just baked in with the rest of the sports, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, I'm a football fan, but it didn't stand out like it is today. The right. Roger Goodell era of the NFL is all about pomp and circumstance, right? It sounds on the surface ridiculous that we're excited about the schedule release, but that's all about the marketing in the NFL, right?
No doubt.
This is something that your sport does not do a good job of. Same thing with the National Hockey League. It's the schedule release. Now, again, you want to get your gambling numbers right, and then, of course, you want to be able to plan if you're going to go on the road with your favorite team. But just the idea that the draft, where you've got thousands and thousands of people going to a certain city, this time Kansas City, just to see the draft.
Yep.
These are all coin flips, right? The schedule release, when you have the regular season games, the playoffs, and the 365, 24/7 conversation about the NFL, it is a juggernaut. Now compare that to the sport that you cover.
Well, both the NHL and Major League Baseball, for example, they give out their schedule for next season in the middle of this season. Like, in the, it'll just hide it in a news story in June or July, just, next year's schedule. So they don't make a big deal out of that. I mean, for baseball, they have their Hall of Fame ceremonies while games are going on.
That's the worst.
What did I say to you before the show? I mean, can you imagine Walter Payton getting inducted to the Hall of Fame and the Bears are playing at the same? It's like they don't do those things. Don't you feel like there was a meeting at the NFL at some point in the last 10 years, I guess, whatever marketing meeting is, said, let's just try to make an event out of every single thing possible. Yeah. And if it sticks, great. And if it doesn't, okay. And so that's why I say maybe the next one is, let's not reveal the opponents so quickly. Let's hold back on that. But you're right. The draft gets a day. And when we say a day, it's really a week or more. This is getting more than a day.
Yeah.
This is getting a week. We're going to be Bears Friday tomorrow. It's amazing what the NFL has done to capitalize on all this stuff. And now they're adding days to the calendar for games.
Yes.
And your holidays are completely taken up by football if you choose to go that route.
And of course, the guy to your, left here, Mr. NBA, same situation too, right? Okay, they promote their summer league and they promote the draft and the regular season and the playoffs, but their Hall of Fame is in September. I was on the seventh floor doing like a Friday night show, just talking about whatever, Cubs, Sox, whatever, and I look up, oh, it's Jordan's speech on a Friday. Like, what is he doing? That should have been like on every channel, every network, Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame speech, and I look up, I go, oh, it's the Hall of Fame tonight. Because, again, they don't use that as a signature event to promote to the masses like the NFL does.
You mentioned the Summer League. Think if the NFL had the Summer League, they'd turn that into the biggest championship. However, I don't even know how the Summer League runs. But if it was the NFL running it, I would know. Because it'd be, as I said, injected into our veins.
Yeah.
So the NFL, I don't even think they knew what they were running into with some of these events. But once they hit on them, they've made them, you know, grow in a big, big way.
Well, Chicago was the guinea pig, right? A little Chicago theater and, you know, being a little bit downtown. Oh, this is good. How about we put this in every NFL market and see what happens? Kansas City was off the chain. Carmen Yurko broadcasting from Kansas City for the draft.
Amazing.
That's how big that is, right?
It started here. You're right. And if you recall listening to Mike and Mike in the Morning,
yeah,
you had to be there on site because guess who was the warm-up man during commercials?
That was you.
I was in there doing my Shecky Green.
That's right.
I had all my Mike North jokes ready to rock and roll. Uh-huh. I used them all. I was the warm-up act for Mike and Mike that day.
Yes.
That's how big it was. They had a warm-up act.
Just
during commercials.
But, and again, I've said this earlier in the week, and I'll say it here with you, Jess. So there's certain things you just can't beat City Hall with. I mean, you can stand on the steps of City Hall and yell and scream about something that you know is right, and still City Hall is going like, nope, we're going to do it our way. And my City Hall thing is this. As a college football fan, and I love my college football Saturdays. I'm a big fan. Love college football Saturdays. And if I had a choice of a strong college football Saturday or NFL Sunday, I'd choose Saturdays more times than not, depending on the matchup. But when you ask the question, will the NFL ever be too much? I can't beat it because not just Bears fans, around the country, people are so enamored with this league. Every day on the get-up shows and the First Things First and all these shows, I mean, Jesse, they're all talking about the NFL. And we're far away. It's May. But this is what the NFL's doing with their marketing and their stars, where you're just wondering what's going to happen next. It's never going to be too much for the average fan because they want to know about their favorite team. But even as a college football fan, you can't fight it. They're taking over everything.
Yeah,
have you seen the schedule lately?
Yeah, I have a weird theory about it. I have a weird theory that extends to TV because the NFL's off-season matches its season. And its season matches its off season. Like the headlines are real, but in both cases, here's what I'm getting at. Like I always joke with my wife that, you know, that Kelly Ripa show that's on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Channel 7.
Right. Can you name one thing that's ever happened on that show? One interview they've done? Anything?
I can't recall.
No, because it makes headlines.
Yeah.
Only when they switch co-anchors.
Yes.
But I've never, like, oh my God, you see that on the show. Like I've never heard that. And I almost feel like, and I'm not the NBA fan that other people are, but I feel like even the NBA is kind of like their headlines, you know, the drama makes more headlines than the actual game.
That's correct.
You know, that's what I mean. Like there's TV moments like that. Like you never even watch the show, but it's there's a headline about it because for whatever reason, it's like the NFL headlines, the hype actually matches the product. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
No, it's exactly right.
That's the way I feel about the NFL. I don't feel like that about any, like the NBA has done a great job at kind of just turning it into a social media sport, you know, where almost the sport sometimes is secondary to the soap opera. But the NFL, it's the soap opera. It's the game itself, because Sundays are sacred around here.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job at making it 365, and every headline matters.
And so, as Shea's been telling us the last couple of days, you know, like it's a big deal for him, and Shea and Tyler are going to be together for Bears Weekly Overtime, and they will reveal the entire Bears schedule to you at 7 o'clock, and Shea and Tyler will talk about that and the rest of the NFL. But for Shea, who loves the NFL, loves sports, but loves the NFL, Shea, this is a big night for you because not just the Bears, you could see the ebb and flow of all the teams and figure out some of the key matchups.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because, like, this wasn't always a big night for me, but I'm at a point now where the NFL has commanded so much of my attention span as a sports fan.
Yeah.
This is, like, Hoodie, my team, the Celtics, are playing an elimination game tonight, and my eyes are going to be more on the NFL schedule. It's at a point where it's like, this is an event. It's. I think Jesse brought up a good point. Social media has made this bigger than it used to be with the videos that teams release to promote their schedules, with all of the talk that goes in all day. I'm going to be looking at the phone and Twitter and people leaking the scheduled games. Like, we already have this. What's his name? Jess Ari Mayrov. Guy is reporting that the Bears and the Packers will open the season on week one and then close the season in week 18. All day, that's going to be a thing. We're going to be looking at leaks from people who are around the league. It's just become such a social media event, and we're all glued to these things in our hands now that I think the NFL has done a great job. All right.
I mean, there's no reason for that.
No, I just...
okay, you didn't have to go there.
You're on tonight, 7 to 10, right?
Yeah, that's correct. With Tyler Amazing. Rocky, okay. We're going to just, you know, break down the Bears' schedules around the league.
Yeah. Win.
And he'll have the sticky icky in his hand.
Well, I don't think you guys know
that... My phone. It'll be my phone in my hand.
Danny got a brilliant idea after doing this tonight. He's like, Jesse, on July 18th, you're going to do the MLB release show. Were you going to let us know when the Sox are in Kansas City next year?
Right. Jesse's going to count through 162 games. Win, loss, win.
You take a look. It looks like a 79-win ball club.
Well, the happiest man in Chicago that this release is happening today, tonight, tomorrow, is Lance Lynn. That's all I can tell you.
I know.
Because otherwise, we'd be talking about the guy with the highest ERA in all baseball.
Believe me.
Nice job.
He's in our crosshairs before 10 o'clock.
We'll find a moment.
Okay. Oh, there's no question. I mean, we start with this.
But he understands it's not batting practice, right?
Nothing like a room service fastball.
Right.
Time and time again. That's exactly what we got last night.
Yep.
So, Shay, let's open the phone lines here this morning. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. All right. So, is the NFL schedule release a major event for you as a Chicago Bears fan or as an NFL fan? Are you looking forward to seeing how the schedule goes? I know one reason why that you really should be into the NFL schedule release. We'll get to that coming up next. Will it ever be too much with this NFL? Will it ever be too much? Jesse and I want to talk to you about it. The schedule release is coming up. We're getting your thoughts about it. That's coming up next. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. So the question is the NFL schedule release a major event for you? Like, tonight, it's going to be the Bears. You'll find out who the Bears are going to play. So when it's out there, are you going to be watching? What are you watching tonight? There's always baseball. There's NBA playoffs, NHL, Stanley Cup playoffs as well. But to me, Jesse, several things at work. I think the number one reason why that someone wants to know about the schedule is because you want to know the times,
when you go to Soldier Field. That's one. Mm-hmm. But two, it's about travel.
Yeah.
I told the story numerous times about me being in between Dallas and Austin when the Bears played the Cowboys. Thousands and thousands of the Bears fans were there. I mean, it's plenty of room. It's 100,000 seats at Jerry World, right? So Bears fans on my flight going and coming back to Chicago to see the Bears. And everyone in the airport is just like, I can't believe this Bears team. Why are they so bad? And so I think that some people, as you well know, just like baseball, like to travel. They see the schedule ahead of time. Okay, my money's limited, but here, I'm going to put some money on a flight. By the time the game comes around, I would already pay for it. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that goes to like three or four road games. I'm sure there's some billionaires out there that do it. Mm-hmm. But I know plenty that go to one. And think about that. If you're just choosing one, well, throughout the course of the road schedule, that means a lot of people are going on that one trip, and they want to know. My buddy Seafood Dennis, who has season tickets to the Bears, I sit in his seats with him at least once a year.
Seafood Dennis, where you been?
He'll choose one game a year, and that right. So, but that's a lot of people making plans. Some people go early in the season. Some people go late. Depends on the opponent. Depends on the city. All that stuff is in play. So I think that's a big, big moment for a lot of people as well to schedule that travel right away. Because you know the flights, the hotel, they were talking about this on the afternoon show yesterday, especially the trips to New Orleans. Everything gets booked up so fast. So that is a big part of the reveal. And I think the second part, just as a fan, is the pockets. What do the pockets of games look like?
Yeah.
Can we get a little run three or four in a row because we're playing the right opponents? And their schedule, the other team is playing two games in 4 days, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that's what Bear fans want to see. Where can we get a pocket of wins here and get on a little streak?
Shay, we're playing the NFC South, the Bears. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think
Atlanta?
So.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, it. Because so if it's the South.
New Orleans.
Absolutely.
Right. You're jumping on that.
What day is it? What time's the game? We'll make a weekend out of it.
Right.
Atlanta? Absolutely.
Right.
There's no question.
And you don't wait. Once those numbers come out tonight.
Atlanta plays here, though.
Well, whatever. Wherever it is. They played at Atlanta last year. I know that.
Yes, that's
correct. We get New Orleans and Tampa on the road.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Tampa's fun.
Carm and Sylvie.
Yeah, they did a Tampa trip.
With the kids,
yeah.
They went to Tampa because they wanted to see Tom Brady, they thought, for the last time. And it wasn't the last time.
It wasn't the last time.
Right, exactly. So.
So I think there's a lot of things at play. And it's just a curiosity factor. Like I said, I kind of wish they had held back the opponents because then that's a real reveal.
And it should be kind of random, I think, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe you play the same division 2 years in a row. Maybe who cares? You know, why do you even have to play one division plays another division? Make it all random.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just spitballing ideas here, but to make this even bigger, not knowing the opponents would be huge. But I think it's a big deal for a bunch of reasons here. Especially for a team that's kind of on the rise, and you're curious, and there are reports that the Bears are hosting the Packers opening day at 3:00 or 3:25. Shay, does that sound right? A couple people are reporting that.
Yeah, it seems like that's going around, and we have what is reported to be a full Packers schedule. If you give me a second to pull it up,
man, Sylvie's going to do like a month long rant leading into that one. Jordan Love, I can't do Sylvie. You're going to get yours. Remember that Cardinal rant he did?
Yes.
You're Packer fans.
Do you know what's?
I can't do it. Right?
Did the schedule maker did this get made before Rodgers was officially moved? Because
the
Packers have five primetime games.
Really?
Yeah.
They have, if this is right, reportedly, they have Lions on Thursday night, week 4, followed by Raiders week 5 on Monday night. Then they have a primetime game week 13 against the Chiefs in Green Bay, week 14 at the Giants, and then week 17 at the Vikings.
Damn.
They will flex out of 4 of those.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's possible.
I like that they're on 5 times. Let the whole country see the end of the era of winning for the Packers. I mean, it kind of happened last year. But
after the trade, the league starts scrambling to try to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, like it's already at the bar now. It's like, oh, we'll see Aaron Rodgers 5 times because this could be his last year. His last year at Green Bay already happened.
I mean,
so that's what happened.
They knew that weeks, months ago, didn't they?
What do you think they made the schedule, Jess?
Well,
what do you think they put it all together? I mean, because you know how it works, right?
Yeah.
Just like in the NHL, there's a lady in Winnipeg that sits at her kitchen table and she puts it all together.
The actual, but the times, you can, that didn't, that happened more recently, don't you think?
Yeah,
So, you know, the primetime stuff.
There was the report, I think, on Monday that the NFL was eyeing tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as the time to release this. And there was, like, a question of whether or not the schedule was going to be ready. Needed a little bit longer in the oven. They weren't sure they could get this thing out tonight.
Well, I mean, if there you go, Amazon. You want three of those games? Go ahead. You get the least of those games. You want that? That's fine. I just think it like this, Jess. It's like, so for me as a college football fan, but enjoying the NFL, for them to infiltrate Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which that's supposed to be my middle-of-the-road college football game. That's my Iowa-Nebraska. That's when I gamble, a little Oregon-Oregon State, a little something like that, right? It's never a great game, but just middle-of-the-road
games.
But
that's a big college football day, no doubt.
Ruined, because now they're on Black Friday. Same thing with Christmas. Christmas Day, what do? Movies and Chinese food. What do? I go watch the NBA, because that's my day for the NBA.
No
and guess
longer.
What? A triple header on the NHL. So Roger Goodell couldn't care less about your sport
or your holiday.
The late David Stern wouldn't deal with this. I'm just telling you, like, there'd be a handshake agreement.
Right,
like,
maybe you're right.
This is my day.
You get your day. You get all these other days.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we want to ask people what they feel about all this, I kind of want to ask significant others what they feel about it. Those significant others that aren't into football, like my wife.
Yeah.
And she cannot believe how many days of the week football is on now.
Oh, she cannot believe it.
Well, Black Friday, I stayed home anyway, so it works perfect. I ain't going out to those stores. So it works perfect. I watch college, and then I'll watch. I assume that game will be prime time.
Sure.
I even like the fact that the schedule release is prime time.
That's how they do it.
11:30 Eastern AM. They're not releasing the schedule. This is prime time tonight. The whole thing is just insane, but it's fun.
Jay Moore.
I can't remember if the schedule was like promoted this heavy. Like last year, I don't remember it being this big. Was it like that?
Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, wow. It was.
We didn't have the Bears.
It gets
okay, that makes sense.
And they were not expected to be any good. Where now there's some optimism, right?
Ron Gleason doesn't like you taking a shot at 780.
No, I'm not taking any shots. There's just more optimism with this team.
That actually, it does feel like because there's so much optimism and there's been so much excitement this offseason, we've spent a lot more time talking about them. And it's not been like we're tired of it. I love talking about the NFL and this team because there's so much optimism about this
season. I just wish they started it in like 2 weeks, the games. It's so
I get you.
It's just so long build up, which is great for the NFL, but you know, you want to see this team now with all the draft picks in tow and all that stuff. So
I just think it gives you an opportunity to prepare to go. And again, because we're Midwestern, you know, city, you can make that drive to Detroit, get yourself into Ford Field. Yep. If you can get to Lambeau Field, for some, it's a once in a lifetime to be able to go to Green Bay to see a game. And same thing with Minnesota, get you some tickets there. That way you can tailgate, you can have fun and be able to root for your team on the road. Now again, these are just driving situations. You know, you may not fly all over the country to see the Bears, but at least you could drive there. You know, I don't want to be in that penguin walk to Soldier Field and the facilities and all that. I want to go on the road. So I think that's what that's there for.
You would think I'd remember this, but my memory is really bad.
Why? What happened?
I don't think I've ever been to a Bears road game.
Probably not.
I know I haven't been to any of the central, you know, the division teams. I've never been to Lambeau.
It's the North.
I know. You know what I mean.
Central.
I said, whatever.
I didn't see it when they played Tampa.
I was going to say the Norris Division. I don't think I've ever been to a road game. Certainly not recently because my job, whatever. Yeah. You know, baseball goes into almost November.
And life.
Yeah, kids and all that. But I'm thinking even when I was a kid, did my dad ever take me on the road? You're not even going to a home game, kid.
No.
I don't think I've ever been to a Bears road game.
Because he would have sent you to a Giants or Jets game.
So
this is a New York guy.
Anybody with a ticket, you know, I'm more than happy to travel.
What are you doing?
That's unbelievable. I mean, again, it's all about him getting the freebie. That's what he does. Free meal, free tickets.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever been to a road game?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Indianapolis.
Nice.
Been there, but it's driving.
Yeah, right.
It's 3 hours. Yeah.
No, I'll make the drive. I have no problem with
Indianapolis,
that.
Indianapolis, Minnesota. Detroit before Ford Field. That was years ago. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, and Dallas.
I feel like everyone we've worked with has gone to at least one road game, but not me. So
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Some other Bears news you got to hear about as we move forward here on Cap and J Hood. Let's say hello to Dave in Crown Point on ESPN 1000. All right, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave. Hey,
I'm excited for the schedule to come out because what I try to do is I'm a Big Ten Iowa fan.
Yeah.
So I try to match it up, maybe like a Saturday-Sunday road game for the Bears. A few years ago, it was Maryland and Washington. That was a good weekend. My daughter lives in Kansas City, so I was hearing a lot of rumors that that game was going to be played in Germany, mm-hmm. and Kansas City Source objected off. To it. So
yeah.
I look forward to the schedule every year.
It's interesting.
Plans for traveling.
It's interesting, Dave, how Iowa and the Bears offense look the same. It's like you were watching the same team.
Cheap shot.
Don't be like that, Dave.
I think Iowa scores more points than the White Sox do. It's like 6-4 or something like that.
That's true. My daughter just got back from Iowa yesterday, and we're like talking about next year's football schedule. And I was like, can they score a few more points to make it entertaining? I'm making that drive out to Iowa City. Can they put up 21 once in a while?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Jesse, not taking your phone calls on what you're looking forward to with the schedule release. Also still to come, again, more platitudes, more good news about the Bears as far as how they're being covered. There was an NFL pundit that said something pretty positive about the Bears that you're going to hear about coming up next. Cap'n Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox will not get a third straight series win after a 9-1 loss last night. Lance Lynn, 9 hits, 7 runs through 5 innings. A season ERA now is 7.51. The Sox are 13-25 on the season. They look to split the series against the Royals today. Pre-game at 12:30 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Pretty good, huh? 13-25.
Unexpectedly bad.
Yep. And as Rick Hahn would tell you,
tune in.
Keep tuning in. Tune in.
Sound bites are awesome.
Well, you tell everybody to tune in. I said, hey, Rick, what do you want to tell White Sox fans? Well, here's what I want to tell White Sox fans.
Tune in.
Tune in. Tune in is what he said. The Cubs avoided a sweep by the last-place Cardinals with a 10-4 victory. Patrick Wisdom and Yan Gomes homered. Justin Steele, 6 innings, pitched 7 hits, 3 runs. Season ERA of 1.82. The Knicks and Warriors both held off elimination in Game 5s. Knicks beat the Heat 112-103 behind Jalen Brunson is 38 points. And the Warriors beat the Lakers 121-106. Curry led all scoring with 27. Jay Moore.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap'n Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. The 7 o'clock hour here of Cap'n Jay Hood is brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. We talked to you about the Bears. The schedule release is tonight for, that's not for the Bears, but also the NFL. And again, they're just all over the place. Here's when I knew the NFL. I know
they're
the
all encompassing.
During the pandemic, on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock, they had the Steeler game
That's right.
And it interrupted and it bumped Ellen. And she was pissed, by the way. And I had no first knowledge of this because my wife works at NBC. And the phone call she got, I was like, what's going on in there? Ellen pissed because her show was bumped because of the Steeler game.
I mean, don't they change, like, I don't, maybe it's not the State of the Union, but don't they move big governmental, you know, world affairs because of the NFL, I feel like? They do.
They could put it on every night of the week and still be able to draw a number.
Top rating,
huge number, though.
Yeah.
And nothing beats it, though. And this is why you got to get back into the gambling space. Jesse, you've been too above board with your baseball and all your journalism and all that. It's time to get back to dirty, Jesse.
Yeah. When it comes to the NFL, let's get dirty.
Thank you.
I mean, that sport exists for one reason.
I think it's time for you to get back into it. That's what I would say.
Well, if I do, the answer to my whole thing is Doug Buffon's old saying, study long, study wrong.
That's exactly right.
Know, basically, you may as well just take the odds and the evens or whatever.
He who gambles lives in shambles.
Can I read a tweet too at me, that sent to me, I should say?
Sure.
David says, why does Jesse keep trying to push the point? The NFL opponents are predetermined for years, blah, blah, blah. That's the point. That's the next step for the NFL to create mystery surrounding opponents. Change that. Why should we know the opponents years in advance? Make it more random year to year. So not only are they going to get a day to reveal opponents, they'll get a day to reveal times, where now we kind of know the opponents ahead of time. That's my point. That's the next step to have another big day is you don't know what the opponents are. The ping pong balls determine the opponents. I don't know. It's the NFL. They will capitalize on that kind of a mystery if they want to.
You know how Major League Baseball took our six games of Cubs Sox away? Now it's just three.
Four, whatever.
Three,
yeah.
Or four?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you prefer for the Bears to play the Packers just once and have more randomness? Does it matter if the Ooh. Bears play the Packers, the Vikings, or the Lions twice?
It's hard for me to...
that's tradition.
It's hard for me to get off a tradition, even when it came to baseball and all. Like, I need to wrap my head around it a little bit. Only once. Switch off where... I wouldn't be totally against it. I mean, obviously, it takes a little bit away from division rivals. And, I mean, I wouldn't be totally against it. I like how it is home and home. But you might be able to convince me otherwise.
I'm just because you said you want the randomness of it, you said that you would not mind. Now, again, it's tradition for the Bears and Packers to play Vikings and the Lions twice.
Well, at least the randomness outside the division.
Well, yeah,
I wouldn't mind that.
It's not just tradition either. It's the weight of divisional games being more important.
Right.
Every team plays their division
twice. And that's where I probably wouldn't get off of it. But the other, nine games, I'd be okay with some randomness and you get a big reveal. But I'm just throwing stuff out there for different ways for them to capitalize instead of kind of like, this is just what time are they playing? You know,
that's not quite a schedule release. It's just a times.
Yeah,
times
exactly.
And dates. Exactly how it goes. So I get it. 312-332-3776. Before we go back to the phone lines to talk to you, Kyle Long, former Chicago Bear and friend of the program on ESPN 1000, was talking about Justin Fields. This is on the Straight Line podcast. This is Kyle Long's thoughts on Justin Fields. Again, there's been so many seashells and balloons thrown the way of Justin Fields. How about this?
He was the most fun guy to watch in the NFL last year. True. And I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes fan. And my God, he's fun. But the things that Justin Fields does from a physical standpoint makes your jaw drop. Even guys like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson probably stop and go, oh my God, when Justin Fields takes off. Now, the team was atrocious. It was horrendous to watch. But you know what? Eberflus did a really good job. I like him a lot. I like what his leadership and Poles and Yates Cunningham, two offensive linemen formerly in charge with the Bears. So I'm really liking the moves. And I think Fields is going to just continue to make strides. I don't think there is a ceiling on this guy. So let's hope they don't put a dome in Chicago because that man's going through the sky.
Too late, Kyle.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
This is interesting to hear him say something like that. Now, he didn't say best player, but most entertaining. Mm-hmm. But the predictions on this guy are pretty wild. Aren't there people still in Chicago not totally convinced he's the real deal?
We get those calls.
We have this is a wide range of opinions on a quarterback. Usually when it comes to quarterbacks, we kind of know what they are. But this to hear him say the most entertaining player last year, which again is different than best, I would at least put him in that team photo. I don't know if he is number one. There's enough run plays to make him number one, but you want the run pass combination. I'm not sure I'd put him as the most entertaining. But man, there are people out there that still don't even believe in him. So
that's fair. And so the way my perspective on it is this: it's like, okay, so Justin Fields was designed to fail or not be able to excel because of the roster composition. Yeah. You just like he was not turning water into wine with that roster last year. There's room for improvement. If anyone is skeptical about Justin Fields, that's fine. What I don't like is the extremes, and of course, there's a lot of people that around here that just don't think of it in gray. It's got to be black or white.
Right.
Either this guy is going to be the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen, or this guy, what we saw last year, is exactly who he is. And it's not how that works. It's somewhere in the middle. And Jesse, that could be good. That could be mediocre. That could be underachievement. But the point is, though, is that it's not like Darylowski said that this guy's going to be an MVP conversation
necessarily.
Versus this is what we saw last year. That's who he is.
Well,
that's where I have a problem.
Well, you've been in sports radio as long as I have, and there is no middle ground in sports radio or in opinions, right? There isn't. Not on TV either. The talking heads yelling at each other. You're right. I mean, I think Waddle has put it the best, and he's a former player. Like, just progression.
Yes.
Now, if he makes that leap, like Orlovsky's saying, okay, great. But to predict that.
That's too far, though.
That's too far. Now, but here's another thing I want to see. I want to see a tangible impact where he's actually starting to make others better. Now, he's a little bit more of a veteran. He's got a bunch of rookies around him. Peyton Manning, the really greats, make others better. I haven't seen that yet out of Fields. Maybe it's coming.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Ryan in Mount Prospect on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, gentlemen. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to watch the Celtics tonight. I'm a huge Celtics fan, but to be honest, even if it wasn't an elimination game, I would still watch that over, keeping an eye on this, mostly because if the Bears play at noon or 3 or 6 or 9 or midnight, I'm watching the Bears game. I mean, I don't travel. I'm sorry, there's another thing, too. Everyone's always like, oh, I'm going to travel. Like, well, yeah, for me, I'm walking from my bed to the couch to watch the Bears game.
Yeah.
I'm not traveling anywhere. That's my comfort level. I'm going to watch the games no matter what, and I am not in any way trying to say this is an overrated day or, you know, fan how you want to fan. I understand how people enjoy this and like watching this, but for me, I just know I'm going to watch them no matter what. So have a good rest of your day, gentlemen.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate the phone call. Robert in Green Bay on ESPN 1000. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Fine. I'm excited to see what the Bears.
$2.
I'll pay that.
Okay.
I'm excited to see who the Bears are playing, and plus, I'm a big fantasy football, and that's another thing that, you know, I'm watching, because whoever I'm drafting, I got to see the matchup, the defense, and stuff like that, and I think the Bears are going to have a good season. I think in my eyes that the Bears are like the Philadelphia Eagles last year, because how we got a number one receiver in DJ Moore,
mm-hmm.
and the offensive line is going to get better.
That's the hope, right? Absolutely, that's the hope.
They're reporting Lions at Chiefs for opening night, Lions at Chiefs. So now we got to have 6 months of hype from Cap about how the Lions are going to upset the Super Bowl winners. I just looked up and I thought, it's the first thing that I thought of. He's still on that bandwagon, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also...
I'm not good with the handy stuff.
Sorry. Didn't mean to disrupt his pappy.
Dang.
He'll be back Monday. Robert, we appreciate the telephone call. And then, by the way, $2, that goes to berniesbookbank.org. Berniesbookbank.org. That's where you got to go with that fine. I mean, you start the call with two coughs.
Yeah.
That won't get it done.
Won't good. Not after holding that long.
Never mind, Jess.
The caller before that.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he'll watch the Bears anytime. I mean, we agree this is a little silly that it's overhyped this much, but we also love it. And that's the thing about the NFL. Like, it's a little too much, but we also still can't get enough. Two things can be true.
That's true. You're right.
Two things can be true.
As usual.
Because I'm going to watch that Black Friday game.
Of course you will. But it's going to be football. It's not what you usually would watch.
Right.
All right, coming up, edible story. We'll give you a bizarre edible story that's still to come. Cap and Jay Hood with Jesse Rogers in for Cap right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Good morning. Glad you're along for the Cap and Jay Hood experience. We're here weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN.
Hello.
Chicago.
Good morning.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Hairy boars.
Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping?
Hairy boars.
Let's find out together. Animal stories on Cap'n Jay-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Time for an animal story right here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Don't forget, this is a Deal Breakers Thursday. But right now, you can't believe what we're going to play for you. This animal story, and with more, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
There is a very strange animal on the Rome, I guess, in central Illinois.
Oh, Jim Rome?
Yeah.
You said
setting off the silence alarms.
Oh my God, Jim Rome. Rocket. Go,
I haven't heard your Rome in a long time. That's pretty good.
Do not hit me. Bring me down with these emails. Like this one. Yeah. Dear Rome, why are you this way? Just because. No, please, go
That's
ahead.
Good.
Tell us,
That's good.
Tell us about the Rome, please.
No, so I saw this on the news today. There is an animal loose in central Illinois. Listen to this.
Well, this should have been our top story this morning.
I agree. Here,
because the search for a giant bird is continuing in central Illinois.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. This missing emu was last seen on I-74 near Urbana Tuesday, but police couldn't catch it. Mm. Man of Vermilion County believes the bird may be his. Mm. He says one of his emus escaped last year.
Yep.
This would be a long time for this emu to be on the run, but it's possible. Officials say if you see the emu, do not approach it.
Yeah.
They can be dangerous, and they're fast and agile. And wily, but they run at speeds topping 30 miles per hour, so they're fast.
Yeah, in short spurts. Well, look at this. Look at him trying to catch this bird.
An emu, a relative of an ostrich, they're endemic to Australia, apparently got loose from this guy's, emu farm? That audio courtesy of WGN, and is running around central Illinois. The police, state police, almost had it the other day in Urbana, and it cut loose. And now it has remained on the loose. There's video of people on the freeway seeing it run by. An emu.
Okay. Jay Moore. If an emu runs around Urbana, how long is that emu going to last? Mm. You spend time down there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I would say some of our brothers and sisters would say, like, they're going chicken. It's like, and they would fry him up. Because I'll tell you what. Shane Norling makes a terrific ostrich. You know about this?
No.
He is a terrific cook, and he makes a terrific ostrich. We had some of it here in studio, and it was delicious. So I'm thinking this is the next thing. If it comes through the studio or come by the studio, I'm going to wrangle it. I'm going to kill it, and then Shane, you got to do the rest because I think you cook a nice emu.
I bet I would cook a great emu. Yeah, now, I know nothing about getting the meat out of the animal. That's going to be the tough part.
Uh-huh.
You know, I went and bought it.
What are you saying? About?
That's twice. Oh. I mean, I'm going to be... I haven't hit it in 4 months. I'm a disaster today. I've given you two new drops today.
You say you have a hard time getting the meat out of the animal, did you say?
Well, a difficult time.
Meat. There's a reason. There's a way to do that, you know.
Sweet talk them, right?
I figured when you
My
said...
My pillow talk's not great.
When you said down in Champaign, Urbana... Someone was going to take target practice of this emu. That's what I'm assuming.
By the way, this guy that they were talking about that owns the emu farm, like one of my emus escaped a year ago. No chance that this is like when somebody at work finds a $20 bill and they post it instead of just keeping it. Hey, is this anybody's 20? And then everybody's knocking on the door. Yeah, yes. I lost a 20.
Yes. Well,
but this guy wants the emu.
Are that many people claiming emus, Shay? I'm not sure. It's
people
so crazy it might
ostrich,
be his.
Mike.
It might be his.
What is going on in this world where an emu is just out there? I mean, God bless. If he gets to Urbana and he gets to East St. Louis, it's all over.
What's the point of having an emu?
It's over.
The story's over if it keeps going south. I'm just telling you. If you keep going Urbana to East St. Louis to St. Louis.
Oh, it's eaten. It's getting eaten.
It's in somebody's skillet by then. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
For sure.
You know how your people are, Jay Moore. You know, you see an animal, you fry him up, you know.
Love me some emu, man.
It's not like a crocodile or a gator. Like, you can't make shoes or a belt out of it, can you?
That's the sound effect I used to use years ago. You remember?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Was it the Sunday morning breakfast buffet?
Exactly right. I just think you know what? So I guess the emu's still at large, right, Shay? I mean, is he still on the run?
Yeah. Yep. It's too fast for people to catch it.
They could shoot it.
It does say that.
What is the matter with you? God almighty. Jeez.
It's either on the run or giving somebody runs.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody ate it.
Yes. Because they don't know
I'm
how to
I'm not advocating that, by the way.
Yeah, sure you are.
No.
Mic's open. Shoot it. That's what you just said, everybody. Mic's open. Shoot it, kid. That's what you just said. It's unbelievable, man. So emu's still at large. And if you see him, please call us. 312-332-3776. Fair,
or
right?
Shoot it, apparently. I definitely want to hear somebody on the chase. For sure. I mean, I want to hear from someone on the chase.
If the emu's that fast, that's hard to shoot him, right? I mean, that's got to be
Roadrunner type stuff.
You've got to be a real crack shot.
Or you could call Liberty Mutual.
The Limu Emu.
And Doug. Maybe Doug can get him. So that is amazing. All right, coming up, we got Shot or No Shot. And don't forget, it's a Deal Breakers Thursday. Oh, boy. Wait until 8:35. The most unpredictable segment on the station, Deal Breakers at 8:35. Jesse's in for Cap. Cap and Jay Hood back with you in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.